We're going to be studying Maral on Parshas Korach, and it's a Maral in Nesivos Olam, in Nesiv HaShalom Perek Aleph, in the middle of the Perek, in these editions of the Maral on page Reish Yud Ches. He quotes the Gemara in the first Perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara discusses the terrible nature of machlokes, of discord and dispute. Beperek Amud Sanhedrin, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Hahu Tigra Damya Litzinura Debitka Demaya." That discord can be compared to the channel of water that gets created when you have a massive force of water that you do not expect to have to contend with, and it washes away roads and it washes away the roadway, and you have a new river and it just gets wider and wider. Kevin de Ravach Ravach, it just gets wider and wider. Machlekes somehow feeds on itself and becomes bigger and more vicious, and it swallows up more people and destroys more of us in Klal Yisrael, if God forbid there's a machlekes amongst us. So it's like this ever-widening stream of water. Abaye Kashisha, Amar Abaye Kashisha says, Damyala Guda de Gamla. It's like the plank of a bridge. Kevin de come, come. Once you use it and you step on it, it gets more embedded and firmly implanted, and you can't remove it. So now what he's saying is that machlokes also hardens. Sides take positions and harden their positions and don't move. They're not budging. And that too is something we can relate to, that sometimes there's room at the beginning, but as time wears on, the matter becomes solidified and cemented, and the matter just can't be resolved peacefully. And then the Gemara says, Ahuda have a kamar v'azel. There was someone who would say, Tuvei d'shama v'adish. The best thing you can do, Tuvei means it's good for him who's avoiding machlokes. D'shama, he hears what should hurt his feelings, but does not respond. Vadish means that, he gets used to it. He's able to turn the other cheek, to use a non-Jewish expression. Adish means that he gets accustomed to it and he doesn't let it bother him and doesn't react, and therefore he avoids machlokes, even though he has been offended. That person, chalfua bishte meya. That person has avoided 100 times as much aggravation as that aggravation of being embarrassed or hurt in whatever circumstance he's in, because machlokes is that much more destructive that bad things would happen to him because of machlokes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not respond well to people who make machlokes. Look what happened to Korach, Dasan, Vaviram. So this expression is that, by being quiet and just, not letting it bother you, you're saving yourself 100 other times of, and 100 other instances of displeasure and discomfort. You're saving yourself a huge amount, 100 headaches, 100 moments of travail that otherwise would befall you. And you're avoiding them now because you're avoiding machlokes. That's your reward. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv. There's a pasuk that says this. Pasuk in Yeshayo, Paiter Mayim Reishis Madoin. Paiter Mayim means you release water a gush of water and all of its great flooding and its destructive flow, Reishis Madon, that's like somebody who starts a machlekes. But what the Gemara now is saying is that Reishis Madon, that by being poter mayim, that by letting the water out, meaning by allowing destructive force of machlekes to prevail, Reishis Madon, that's the beginning of tremendous misfortune. Reish, it's the beginning, Mea Dine. So he's looking at the word Madon, and he is finding in the word Madon exactly what that expression of that gentleman was. When that person said, Chalfua Bishtei Mea, he is avoiding Bish, he's avoiding 100 bad things. The Pasuk says, Peter Mayim, if you do engage in Machlekes and cause discord, Reishis Ma or Mea Dine. Madon is Mea Dine. That's going to be the beginning of a lot of misfortune, 100 bad things that might happen now because you've opened up the spigot and you've allowed Machlekes and pursued your point of view, even though it meant discord. Now, that means that sometimes when you're right, you just don't. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was in the right, but he went, asked, tried, begged for Korach and Dasan and Aviram to give it up. And why? Because he was so opposed to any machlokes, and he certainly didn't want to see them get hurt. But unfortunately, machlokes is so destructive and is very severely punished. So now, let's see what the Maral says. V'davazeh nirmaz b'mem psucha shehi ma'at pasuach. The word machlokes, mem, ches, lamed, kuf, sof. The word machlokes, the letters say that this machlokes starts small, like the Gemara said, a small stream of water, and then it grows. Once it swallows up more and more and washes away more earth, it gets just bigger and bigger and bigger. So look at the mem. The mem is almost entirely closed. Has one small opening on the bottom left of a mem, right? First letter of the word machloikis is a mem, which is psucha shehi ma'at pasuach. The mem pasuach is, of course, opposed to the mem sofis. So it's got a small opening. V'kachu tamid ma'isif ha'helich. And then it gets bigger and bigger, right? Just like machlekes. And the dispute destroys more and more, and it gets more heated, yeah, and more people get involved, and then more armaments are taken, I mean, you know, right? And escalates. That's what the mem is about. It starts as a small matter, right? But if it's a machlekes, it could grow. Kachu tamid ma'isif ha'helich, v'davazeh mesugaloi hariv. That's what discord is all about. Ki hariv ha'machlekes, davak bay ha'hedar. It's destructive. Davak bay ha'hedar means that it clings, hedar, which means absence. Hedar, which means destruction. Things to be worn away, washed away. That's what machlekes does. Gemesha ha-shalem, hu shalem, just like shalem means something is whole and complete. Gemesha is bar minyan ha-shalem, shehu shalem, something is good and full, and in its fullness you have all satisfaction. When something is in peace, it is full, it's complete, it lacks for nothing, it's shalem. The hefech zeh, the opposite of that, is machlekes. Davak bay, where it is completely surrounded by and it's infected by. Davak bay means that attached to machlekes is chesron, lack, hedar, absence, failing, and the loss of your peace, the loss of your good sleep at night, the loss of your nerve, the loss of of funds, of money, the loss of peace, the loss of friendship, the loss of community. So much is destroyed because of the absence of peace, because of machlekes. Ad shetamid moisif v'hoylech, it gets bigger and bigger, and the debacle does not decrease in size, it increases in its scope, and more people, more and more of a community, and more of its funds all become swallowed up in the machlekes. Shekachu kol davar shedavik b'hehedar, when something has attached to it this force that eats it away, that eats away at it, it's like cancer. It eats away and continuously eats away at the person, the person's family, the community, and the machlekes grows and shalom is destroyed increasingly. When you have a beged with its whole and it's got its seams, it's complete, and you, it's not easy to tear. But once it begins to tear, you just get it started, then you can just rip it apart easily. That's what machlekes is. Once it's you start to tear apart the family, the friendship, the community, whatever, it easily continues to tear, rips open wider and wider. This terrible, terrible riv, terrible machlekes is like a mem psucha, like that small opening. The next letter in the word machlekes is a ches, which is open, the entire bottom of it. Right? There's a tiny opening on the bottom of a mem, but ches is completely open on the bottom. That's expressive of the fact. Sheyesh lePesach Rav Rochav B'Yaser, it's all open. Lekach Omar Shehatigur Hudamya, that's the expression in the Gemara when it says that Machlekes is like this Tzinur D'Maya, like a large flow of water gets wider and wider. Kevin deRochav Rochav, once it gets bigger and wider, you're not going to close it back up. You're going to find it just getting bigger and bigger. Lekach Machlekes Kashehischel B'Tchila B'Pirtzaktan, it starts with one small breach in the piece, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and then there's no machlekes that doesn't do this. We know that. We know there's no machlekes that where that doesn't happen. If you don't solve the problem and you let it fester, it gets pasuach, pasuach. It gets bigger and bigger. Where Abaye Kashisha said, you know, machlekes is like a plank on a bridge. As it settles in and it gets worn down or pressed down by people using it, it becomes permanent in its place. Kevin to come meaning that it becomes permanent in its place, secured. The planks of the bridge move at first. You walk on them quite a bit. They settle down and in. They don't move that much anymore, and they somehow are set in their place. Similarly, a machlekes. Kasherhem b'machlekes man ma nishri b'machlekes ukidukam. Unfortunately, machlekes has a way of just becoming embedded and permanent. It just becomes, unfortunately, difficult to change and to bring peace back once it's lost. The longer you wait, the longer people have, you know, taken up their very stubborn positions against each other, harder it is to have them take a step away from whatever position they've now been taking for so long. That's because of human nature, he says. People are predisposed to disagree, and to disagree vehemently, and even to quarrel. Shaharei ba'atzmam heimuchulakim, because after all, we are individuals, separate zemizeh, separate from each other. Raksha adidei adam acher nase shalom, but there might be someone, a third party, who can bridge the gap between us, who is bringing something that we have in common. But otherwise, the two parties, they are predisposed because of their differences and individuality to be opposed to each other. If they quarrel for a significant amount of time, then it becomes normal. It becomes something that they just take for granted. And we find this. Look around you and you'll see that there are people who have, you know, a difference of opinion that's very strong and marked with others, and they have distaste for another human being, and they say so, and it goes on for years. It's very common. Very common. Very tragic. And in families, also, boy, oh boy, it can rip families apart, and then people can be in quarreling, and you know, there's a bad saying of what a partnership is, partnership in business, two brothers who don't talk to each other. And it's not that uncommon, sadly. If by nature people would easily reach, you know, true peace between and amongst us, even if they would not, even if they would, you know, take leave of peace and break the peace, but it would not last that long. It wouldn't be permanent. If something is really irregular, it doesn't last that long. But unfortunately, because people by nature are distinct, and Reuven and Shimon are two different human beings with two different personalities and different approaches and different needs and different expectations and desires. So they are easily, almost, we could say, predisposed to not only differ, but even, God forbid, to quarrel. Because that's human nature. So it's very hard to, you know, he's explaining why the Gemara says that you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You know, when that big force of water comes, you know, crashing down, and you have the new channels of water, and more good soil is washed away, it's hard to stop the flow. You know, imagine a dam that is not repaired in time. A small breach, a small hole in the dam, very quickly becomes a massive breach, a massive hole, and out comes and out pours all of this, all of the water. Of course, here out comes all of the hate, all of the enmity, and all of the destructive forces, le'aleinu, that Machlokes unleashes. So that's the mem and the ches. The mem is this small opening on the bottom. That's the beginning of Machlokes, and the whole bottom comes out of it. Soon enough, that's the ches, because Machlokes grows on itself that way. Now we'll skip a few lines to the next arrow. V'achakach halamid. Milas Machlokes. The next is the letter Lamed. V'davar zeh meira. The Lamed indicates ki kasha nichnas ha'odim b'machlokes hu nichnas legamri. You get too involved in Machlokes, you get yourself so involved that next thing you know, you're not only defying other people, but you are in defiance of Torah, and you're in defiance of the Almighty. You're quarreling, so to speak, with the One on High. You're in a Machlokes, not just with another person. If you really look at this and see how many times people, you know, really go off and far from the way of Torah, go off into you know, viciousness and incorrect ways that are just not only quarreling with other people, but they are literally, you know, beginning to, so to speak, oppose all that's right and all that's good, and oppose God Himself. Next thing you know, It's no longer just a machlekes between two people, but now they, or at least maybe one of them, hopefully only one, they're already at odds with Torah and they're at odds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shkinuk. And that's the Lamed, exactly. And that's what the Lamed, which reaches up, the only letter in the Aleph Beis that reaches up above the line is the Lamed. As was said about Kerach Bahatsaisam al Hashem, that their rebellion was not just against Moshe and Aaron. The Torah says no. They were rebelling and they were bringing their machlekes to bear upon the Shekhinah, Bahatsaisam al Hashem, that they're infuriating and acting in spite not only of Moshe and Aaron, but in spite of the Shekhinah. That's the extent to which he had committed himself to machlokes, where it was a machlokes against even HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher hu chelek al rabbi, if someone is in a machlokes with his own rabbi, with his own teacher, amru chachamim, chachamim said, shehu gam ken ki ilu chelek al hashchina, then it's as if you're at odds with the Shekhinah. Ubahar bepamim hu chelek gam ken al rabbi. Sometimes people are in a machlekes with others, and that might include one's rabbi, and then it's tantamount to being in a machlekes with the Shekhinah, with the divine presence. That's what the Lamed stands for. The Lamed, with this part of the Lamed that goes up, indicates that the Machlekes starts to become a Machlekes not just between us here, but it starts to involve defiance of and rebellion against God Himself. Chas v'shalom. V'zeh merid halamed shebal Machlekes shu oyle b'machlekes shaloy lamala. Next letter, Kuf. V'acha kacha Kuf. That's the Cholim. That's just the... It's not from the Sheirish of the word. Sheirish of the word is from Cholok, or Cholik. Cholik, parts, divisions. Next comes the Kuf. Meir l'cha ki etza machlekes hu sheyare l'mata l'sha'ol. In the end, machlekes is destructive. Where does it take you? It brings you down. The Kuf has a regel that goes and faces down, because machlokes brings us down. Where to? Le'aleinu, to purgatory, to Gehenna. Meir l'cha ki etzem machlokes hu sheyored l'mata l'sha'ol. It takes you down into the depths of Gehenna. Ve'ein davar muchen l'bala machlokes rak ha'Gehenna. There's nothing that is so fitting for a bal machlokes as is Gehenna. That's what is ready for, and that's what's being prepared for a Bali Machlekes. Why does it not say Kitoiv about the second day of creation? Because Gehenna was created on the second day of creation. Because there's Machlekes. What was the Machlekes on the second day of creation? That water of the heavens above and water on the earth below became separated, and then there was the discord, there was the envy. The waters below, the waters trapped beneath the surface of the earth, felt cheated, felt, so to speak, well, we are not of significance, and there was jealousy, there was envy, there was machlokes. Harei. So even though the two opinions of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Hanina seem to be two different opinions, the Maral says, but the issue is discord, machlokes. That's why it didn't say toiv or ki toiv about Yom Sheni. Gehenna and machlokes are the same, because machlokes brings that destruction, which is Gehenna. That's what Gehenna is, right? Gehenna is the absence of all that's good and all that's supportive of life. That's purgatory. That's why this opening up of the earth to swallow up Korach, to bring him down into the depths of Gehenom. That's not just symbolic. It is literally that which he has done. He has destroyed himself. He has destroyed peace. He has destroyed himself. And that means complete absence. Gehenom. Wiped away, swallowed up by the earth. And it's like the opposite of Taif. And that's the opposite of Taif. It's Gehenna. That's why the word Taif doesn't appear. Hashem didn't say, or the Pasuk doesn't say, Ki Taif, about the second day of creation. And finally, the Taf. Look at the next page, on page Reishu Tes. About 9 lines down, the third arrow that we drew, V'achaka chatof b'milas machlekes shemeira al masha amru chachamim ki kol machlekes yevshel hiskayim. It won't last. Perkei Avos says that a machlekes shelo l'shem shemayim is not seifel hiskayim. It's not going to last. Meaning that which you're arguing about will become moot. Whatever it is that your position is will be irrelevant. And that's because if it's not a machlekes l'shem shemayim, it's so destructive that it will eventually mean that you or the issue will be no more. V'dovah zemayra hatof. That's what the tof expresses. B'milas machlekes, in the word machlekes. Ki hatof hu saif Alpha, Beta. It's the end of the Aleph base. So the end of Machlekes, what's the aftermath of Machlekes? The last letter of Machlekes is a Taf. What does that come to tell you? That in the end, the Machlekes will be no more. Kikol Machlekes huba ad tachlis v'saif kasher ein ledover hazeh kiyum. In the end, there will not be what issue to separate the hearts of Kalal Yisrael from one another. Because the issue will disappear. God forbid, it might mean that the people will be no more. Rak magia machlekes l'saif ki ein kiyum elov klal. There will be no machlekes. Not because they made peace, but because they or the issue. Right? Imagine people are arguing about something materially, and they're arguing for years and years. Maybe it's a Yerusha property, and they're, you know, it's years. What will happen, however, when something, a force that none of them could predict, comes and washes away, destroys, a war, God forbid, some other calamitous event comes and just completely obviates the issue. There's no longer the property to discuss. There's no longer the wealth to fight over. It's gone. It's gone. That's, God forbid, what can happen. So that's the idea. Machlekes always, if it's not going to end in peace, it ends by the machlekes not continuing. That's what the tough at the end of the Aleph Bay stands for. The tough of in the end of machlekes, like the end of the Aleph Beis itself, says that this machlekes is not going to be kayam. It will not last. It will not continue. But that which may bring about a peaceful resolution is going to take work. Moshe Rabbeinu tried. Korach shows and proves how destructive machlekes is. The converse is Moshe's tremendous efforts to try to spare Klal Yisrael this machlekes, let alone to spare Korach v'Adasai their very lives. So the Maral has shown how the letters of the word machlekes tell the story of what a machlekes is. It's like a small opening becomes a large rift, a chasm between us, chas v'shalom, like the bottom of the ches. Lamed indicates that reaching up toward heaven, a person could start to even, you know, so to speak, misunderstand and do the wrong thing, and to the point where the machlekes involves opposition to the will of Hashem. That's the Lamed's ascent, or the Lamed's movement up. There's defiance of the Shekhinah above. The Kuf shows where we are headed if we don't make Shalom. It's to an abyss below in the Gehenna. And then the Machlekes comes to an end, and there is no more, as the Tuf, which is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, indicates that the Machlekes will not be Kayim. So that's why we have to be careful to be Raidev Shalom, like Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Raidev Shalom, Makarevis, Abriyos, bring people closer to Torah and to each other.